an inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me! Jason Robert!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Hey, this is Robert, and you are live with DDP Radio. And you know, I forgot until it started playing that we have a brand new intro, courtesy of Eric Nichols, who always does a really cool job for us. And he's been taking care of us for, I guess, about a year now. And I am here with Stacy. How are you doing, Stacy?
I'm doing great. I just earlier did the Psycho Extreme workout. And I'm totally ready for the show now.
Nice. Eh? You got to be relaxed and ready to go.
Yep, I am.
And tonight we have a special guest. I mean, Terry. Terry, how are you doing?
Hey, I am doing great. Hello, everybody out there. Probably all you people cold. Hopefully, there's somebody being warm out there.
Yes, and I'm taking the helm tonight. Sparky is out tonight. And we're hopefully going to be joined by our other special guest here in a little while, Ray Lloyd, who he's been a friend of the program since day one, I think. He's made multiple appearances, and he's always does a great job, and I really enjoy having him on. So we're hoping he's going to be here in a few minutes. So
yeah, and Ray is a longtime user of DDP yoga, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did one of our very first wrestler testimonials. Actually, yeah, there he is. We've got Ray Lloyd right here. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey,
not much.
Welcome, Ray.
You've got
Ray.
You've got Stacy and Terry here with us.
Stacy, Terry, good to hear you guys' voice again. It's been a while.
It's been more than a year.
I
know, but thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, I was saying to you the other day, man, it's been way too long since we've had you on.
Yeah. So I appreciate the invite. It's good to be back. I'm sure we'll talk about some pretty good stuff tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had a little bit of a void for the next 3 weeks. Dallas is going to be on the road, so we were pitching around ideas for who to bring on, and I kind of ran with it. This week and next week is going to be our two crowd favorites and two of the best guests that we've had, which is you, of course, Ray, and next week is going to be Mark Merrow, and the week after that, we're bringing on Stevie Richards. So it's going to be a couple weeks of some really solid guests.
Fun.
Yeah, it definitely will be, yeah. So I'm glad I'm in the head of those guys instead of having to follow those guys. So especially Mark. Well, he's on a roll these days. So.
Oh, he is a tough guy to follow, yes, absolutely. But you're going to be on for an hour. Mark can only give us 30 minutes, so you can put that in your pocket.
I hope I can be somewhat entertaining for the full hour. I hope I'll do my best. So.
No comments.
Well,
so what
I just want to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stacy.
No, I just wanted to kind of congratulate Ray for being such a psychic 2 years ago when you said something like, never bet against Dallas Page because he always comes up a winner. And since that time, DDP Yoga has just steadily been exploding, and seems like you called it 2 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it's funny. I mean, Robert knows this firsthand. I mean, that Mark Merrow and I, when the three of us get together, he and I with Paige, we Mark and I always constantly are just, making, the wisecracks behind Paige's back about, him just being Paige. So but that's the one thing we've always said, and I tell everybody that I talk to about Paige and about DDP Yoga, I say that over and over. I said, whether you believe in him or not, don't bet against him, because, the guy's, he's not going to stop until he's gotten this message out there the way he wants to get it out there. And, the good thing about Paige, I know he's not anywhere near, being where he wants to be with this. And it's something that, I'm so proud of Dallas on so many different levels. And, and I feel fortunate to be one of those close friends that can, that can bust his chops too, every now and then about stuff. But because I know he had no shame in busting mine when he can. So, to see this, go from, when the book first came out, and that's how he was trying to get the word out, was having people just to buy the book and try to, follow it that way. And then, and I don't know if you guys have ever even seen the first VHS copy he did of the workout, where he did it out at one of the parks in California, and these two kids come up behind him and they start like mocking him, he's out there doing the workout. So I've seen the very first tape of it, all this stuff, and of course Paige, when he's showing me that, he's like, I didn't ignore that part of the tape. and to see it the way it is now is I'm so happy and excited for him and really for everybody that's involved in it, because it's really at the point where it's really starting to change some people's lives. And what better mark can you leave than to say that you changed a part of the world as far as changing people's lives, like literally making people's lives totally different, and that's what he's doing, so I'm very proud to be at least, have some small part of that to help him build this name and this brand and, his philosophy, which is what he's trying to share with everybody.
Definitely. I don't know if you saw it, Ray, but there was a new article, I think it was put out by Bleacher Report last week, and it talked about how he's changing the lives of professional wrestlers, and it mentioned Scott Hall and Jake Roberts and Goldust, and, there were several others, and it really talked about Goldust and how he's really had a resurgence of his career ever since he started. So just to be able to help friends of his get their careers back online, it's got to be amazing. Not even forgetting the other 98% of the users, which are just regular people.
I've over the last, year and a half or so, I've become one of those people, because, I'm my story's not one that's as bold as Jake or Scott's story, but, I'm at a point in my life where I never, ever thought that, I'd be dealing with, such a serious issue as my left hip, being, full-blown arthritis in my left hip, and I'm at a point now where I live in pain every single day,
Ray, I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you there. Dallas is calling in from Mexico, so I'm going to bring him on real quick. Yeah. Hey, brother.
Hey, buddy, was that Ray saying he lives in pain every day?
Yeah, but the thing is I drive through it with DDP Yoga, because that's the one thing that helps me. It's the one thing my orthopedic surgeon said, keep doing, because when you do have to have this surgery, this is the one thing that's going to allow you to still have your range of motion, so that you'll recover faster. So that's why I do it.
Absolutely.
It's either live with pain and lose all my range of motion, or live with the pain and keep doing this, because this is the one thing that's keeping me, to the point where I actually can have a normal life with this thing. So,
it didn't help all the years of us beating the hell out of our body either.
Yeah, there was that.
and for all those people out there who live on a computer, Ray, when I was doing my first DVD series, the series that really Arthur started with, I believe, Stacy, you started with that one. I know Robert started with that one. Sparky, did you start with the original? Did you actually start with the original?
Sparky's out tonight, bro.
Oh, he's
I'm
in.
On
okay.
instead, darling.
Who's in?
We got there the godmother.
Oh, gotcha. Well, you're in those.
Yeah, I definitely started with YRG. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
Paige, I was just telling them about the one that being fortunate enough to be involved in this since day one, when you actually had the tape of out in the park, where you're doing it with the kids come up and start mocking you behind you when you're doing the workout.
right. What's funny is that's the one that Shawn Michaels did that for years. I did like 2 or 3 of those. He was doing those. And then he went on to the YRG workouts. And then when he told me about, I was there to promote the Very Best of Nitro 1. And I was, Ray, did you ever get a chance to see that? Did you get a chance to see the Very Best of Nitro? The DVD series?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, actually, it was awesome. But I was there, and HBK, Shawn Michaels said, you really need to talk to Jericho. Like, that was the beginning of me getting to Jericho, and I said, so what do you think of the new stuff I put out? He's like, new stuff? I haven't got anything new lately. So I walked in the back, gave it to him, and he started on that, which was pretty cool. But the really cool thing is now with the app that's coming out, probably mid-year 2014, because we really want it to be killer.
Yeah.
Terry's going to be featured in that again, because she's going to be one of the workout girls. It's just going to be me and her and Ted. We have to put it in the can, but it didn't come out the sound, so we're going to shoot it again. But that's going to be in the section that's 55 years and up. And we're also going to do another series called 65 years and up. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to have kids. For kids, DDP Yoga for Kids. So it's going to go across the board. And really, when you start with the 55 up or a 65 up, your goal is to get to what, the DVDs we have out there now, the YRG Fitness System workouts, because they have all the modifications. Now, the 55 up and the 65 up, they'll even have more modifications. I'm also going to work with that. Yeah, I'm gonna start on a journey, on a live journey with somebody. I haven't picked that person yet. They'll be probably from Atlanta or in around that area. And we're going to follow that person on that app. So you're going to get to see me work with, which I've never done. Arthur did it on his own. Slim did it on his own. It'll be sometimes working out with that person on our app. People who are big and beat up. And you'll see all the modifications that we do along the way, and it'll be pretty amazing thing to track. It'll be like our own channel, because this isn't just going to be like for workouts. It's going to be for food. We're going to have different recipes and stuff. We're going to be featuring our cookbook that's going to be coming out probably early 2015. Brittany has been working on that with me, and Brenda will come into that, and Linda will come into that as well. So we have all these amazing recipes that are all GMO-free, and we're going to put like a live camera up whenever we're cooking once we have the app up, so we can be live on that thing for an hour or 2 hours, and then we'll take it and cut it down to like a 5 or 8 minute piece, depending on what it really has in it. But people will really feel like they'll be literally a fly on the wall. And I'm going to do live workouts like that. I'm going to do live workouts that hit the East Coast at, like, say, 9 o'clock, the West Coast at 9 o'clock. I might hit Australia at 9 o'clock and the U.K. at the U.K. at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. So everybody's got a lot of different parts of the world get that early workout or we'll get the late workout. And that will be live, and that will go right into our vault. But that's not the reason why I called. I called today because we just sealed the deal on the news. WrestleMania is around the corner. It's actually my birthday weekend. My birthday is on April 5th. And we are going to be on April 4th and April 5th. We are going to be at the Holiday Inn in New Orleans, West Bank. All these details will be coming out. We're going to be on Friday night, the 4th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're going to be doing a workshop there, and then the next day, for those of you who want to go out that night and you want to catch an 11 to 2 workshop, we're going to have that available on my birthday. That's going to be April 5th, and that gives people a chance to pick either the night or the day. So that's coming up. What is it called? I can't remember. WrestleMania weekend. Yeah. So gonna have all the troops down there. Robert's even going to be down there for that.
Yeah, that sounds
like a slamming weekend.
Oh yeah, that caught me by surprise when you told me that.
Yeah, and the other thing is we haven't solidified where they are, but I'm going to be in the UK from March 1st to I believe March 9th. I'm not sure. They just added a show in Cork. It's called Cork, and I believe that's in Ireland. I could be wrong about that. I'm pretty sure it is, though. But I start off in London, and that's on Monday. I say Sunday night. Sunday night I have Q&As, and they're doing a tour, all the comedy clubs and stuff. I do that for 6 days. But before I start the Q&A tour, I'm going to do a DDP yoga workshop on that Saturday in London. And we've got a couple of places we're looking up, but we'll know by next week. So we'll come on the show next week and tell you where they're going to be. And then we're also looking to do at the following weekend, like a Friday night and a Saturday, we're looking to do some DDP yoga workshops in Newcastle, and we're looking to do one in Manchester. So just let you guys know that over in the UK, that's what we're looking to do. And we'll be over for 2 weeks and then coming right back and then heading right down to WrestleMania. And then, of course, everybody who's, we had such an amazing turnout last year, and it will sell out fast. Get your deposit down if you want to be a part of the DDP Yoga Workshop, the DDP Yoga Retreat. And we're like 11 days we're down there. You can pick the 4th of July weekend or the following weekend or go through the middle. You want to stay 2 days, 3 days, 5 days? We got like 20 people who've already signed up for 11 days. So, and I'm only letting go up to 65 people again. So I'm not going over 65. So get your money in early. It's not that much to put down. Stacey, do you know what the down payment is on that?
No, I don't. It's not a lot. I mean, yeah, it's no more than a couple $100. That's what it's always been.
So make sure you got that down there. And all the information there is at DDPYogaRetreat.com. Ray, I'm going to let you pick up where you were going. Stacey,
yeah, buddy.
Terry, and Ray, thank you so much. I got to get off the phone. I'll talk to you guys later, buddy.
See give her love to Brenda.
Love to Brenda.
I'll give you love to Brenda. See ya.
See you, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Just to pick up on what he where he left off, in that time zone from the March 2nd to the March 9th, he's going to be in London, Birmingham, Cardiff, Manchester, Glasgow, and Belfast, and Cork as well, he just said. So he's going to be all over the place.
Wow. What a tour.
That's great.
Everywhere but Buckingham Palace, I think.
The only thing, he'll get in there, too.
That's true.
Hey, Ray, a question popped up for you, and he said, I hope it doesn't come across with as disrespectful, but looking back, if Dallas had DDP Yoga back in the late days of WCW, would we see more guys like Jake being rehabilitated?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I think that, and I think, you know, the thing is, here's the thing about Jake and about Scott, you know, there's a lot of other guys whose stories are not as well known or as well documented as theirs. I mean, let's face it, they were like the two extreme cases. You know, everybody knew their stories because it played out in public. But the thing is that those guys had to be at a point where they were ready to make a change.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's funny how when you get in the presence of Paige, you suddenly get ready to make that change. So, you know, and I do believe that you know, Scott couldn't have done it, you know, through DVDs or whatever in Orlando, or and Jake may not have done it in, you know, for the DVDs. I mean, I think they had to be with Paige and they had to kind of buy into the whole program. And I'm certainly glad they did because, you know, I think that they are, you know, back to their original form, and they're back to the people that that everybody, you know, wants them to be. So I think the I think they deserve a lot of credit for being ready to make that move and to make that choice to change the things in their lives that need to be changed. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is something where it's like you know, you go back to the old days of football when they used to not even work out, and they were like, oh, that you know, makes, you know, athletes muscle bound. We can't do that, you know. And of course, we, you know, over the few years of you know being educated to what the human body needs and what to recuperate and to train properly and all that, we are where we are now with all the advancements. And the same thing with wrestling. I mean, I think wrestling is probably the hardest profession to get people to open up to new things, you know, because you're dealing with a lot of let's face it, a lot of alpha males, you know, who think that they kind of know it all already, you know, and you know, I've been guilty of that myself. So it's very hard to break through that barrier to say, hey, this is something you really need to be take notice of. And you know, and that question kind of leads me into something that I was definitely wanted to make sure I mentioned, you know, tonight on the show, is that, you know, now, and I hate the Pacers off the line because I really wanted him to hear this, but I've told him this before, is that, you know, every wrestling appearance I do, every wrestling show that I go to, I still try to go to as many independent shows as I can, just because, I mean, I love the industry and I love trying to be able to help, you know, the young wrestlers that are coming up, whether it's a young male or female wrestler trying to make it, you know, but I ask every single one of them that I can remember, which is just about everyone that I'm in front of, is I ask them, do you have the DDP yoga program? And, you know, and a lot of times if they give me this blank stare, like, well, I've heard of it, but I don't have it. And I simply ask them, I said, why wouldn't you have this? Look who developed this program. You know, the guy who was the biggest long shot in this business got in broken at 35 years old. You know, he developed this for us originally, you know, for us because of what we put our bodies through, all, you know, on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Why in the world wouldn't you be doing this? You know, this is a blueprint on how to take care of your body, you know, not only now, but 20 years from now. You know, we didn't have that luxury 20 years ago. You have it now. It's just nothing but ignorance if you don't take advantage of that. And, you know, and it's funny when I stress it to them, they go, oh, wow, I didn't look at it that way. I'm hoping I'm going to get to that crowd.
Do me a favor, see if you can remember that what you were just talking about, and call me about that after the show or tomorrow or something. I want to talk to you about something related to that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But I wanted to bring up something while you were talking about it, because you were talking about Jake and Scott being rehabilitated and, you know, getting off drugs and alcohol, and we get so many emails saying, you know, people who need help and they think we're a rehabilitation center and we're not. And that was the case because I talked to Scott a lot before he moved up there, and he was just mentally ready to make the change, and it was just he needed a positive place to do it. But DDP, the crib doesn't do rehab.
Right, it's only so big. You can't. You know, but what a great problem to have. You know, is that there's people that are lining up saying, I think that can help me. You know, and trust me, I know Paige. I mean, having a big compound somewhere one day, not beyond his means.
I agree.
I don't necessarily rule that out, but I do know exactly what you're saying is, you know. But you know, what a compliment to him and to his philosophy and the team of people, like, you know, like you guys, week in and week out, that you keep the message going. You know, to where people can say, hey, there's something I can kind of hang my hopes on. That there's something that may actually help me, you know, and I firmly believe that because I've seen it over and over, that a lot of times people aren't ready to make a change until they find something that's worthy of them stepping up and making that change, whatever that is, whatever that flips that switch in their head that says, this is something I can do that will help me get to where I need to be and get back to where I need to be. And I think that's what happened with Jake. I think it's what happened with Scott. I think it's what's happened with a lot of people. And that's just one of the coolest things in the world to know that, you know, someone like Paige, you know, he has that power. And it's a ripple effect. I mean, as he does it more and more and there's more and more stories, that's just going to keep rippling, you know. And so I think over the next 2 years are going to be really, really exciting times for Paige and for DDP Yoga.
Yeah, I mean, because I think we need to get to the exciting times and get past all the work around the clock times, you know. Yeah, exactly. Tara, you know exactly, you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly, and being right there from the beginning, back like Ray said, from when it was YRG, but you can remember, Ray, when it was just a dream or a conversation on my table, because I was the one, first one listening to what he was, as I was massaging him, he was giving me all this dialogue and lecture, but to watch him just get this spark or a dream, and then no matter what anybody else said to him, to stop it, give it up, you spend every last penny to follow your dream, he stayed on this. And I'm thinking about, remember, Ray, when we went to see him in that little match in off Rome, Georgia, or another little town out that way? And you're looking at where he is there from where he came from, and all the time he was just seeing this vision ahead.
And he didn't care. He didn't care if anybody else didn't get it, you know?
Exactly.
But you know what's very cool? I mean, for wrestling and really for other sports where people get battered and injured, is the days of the hobbling, in pain, you know, retired athlete could really be coming to a close if people want to start doing this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
and,
a really good
point.
Yeah,
and yesterday, I tell you honestly, like yesterday, I do the workouts in my home office here because I have a TV in there, and I did. I walked in yesterday, and it was just one of those days where I was just, you know, I was just kind of hurting, you know, and I just I did the mixtape workout, and I tell you, it's not only just that's one of my favorite workouts because I don't know why it's just some of the moves that that's one of my favorite ones, and it's kind of a quick fix for me, and it honestly, and this is not any marketing mumbo jumbo, whatever. It's you know, it made me. It just puts me back in a good state of mind. You know, physically and mentally, it puts me back in a place where I know I need to be if I'm going to be productive. And you know, and I tell you, that is the one to me. That is the one main thing that I get out of it more than anything else is it will keep me back on track mentally after whatever workout I do, because I just figure, wow, you know, I just you know. And it's like Paige said, when I went up last year and I spent 6 months, you know, at the house with him and Jake and everybody, you know, that was the one thing that I actually really kind of got to learn about it was, you know, that you know, Paige that taught me was like, hey, you know, the more when you do the workouts, you'll actually, you know, as you go through the day, you'll gain energy. And I never really looked at it that way. And knowing that now, I look forward to that. So if I need that, then I know that, okay, I get through this workout, and it's just going to get better throughout the rest of the day. And that was yesterday was one of those days, and it absolutely works like a charm. It works great for me.
Hey, since we're getting close to the 9:30, let me throw out the number. If anybody wants to call and talk to me, Ray, Stacy, or Terry, it's 347-994-1216. And Ray, we've got a question from one of our team members, Don Schmelhaus, who I can never say that twice. It's a two-part question. I'll give you the first part. The first part is, have you ever thought about getting certified to teach DDP yoga?
Yeah, absolutely I have. And I've been promising Paige that I would do that over the last year or so, and I haven't had a chance to actually follow up with that. But yes, I do. And actually with Stevie Richards being down here, that's probably the angle I'm going to go is start working more with Stevie one-on-one because that way it's like anything else, get the training partner, you know, get someone that'll push you as much as you push them. It's definitely something that's in my future plans just because I feel like, you know, I want to help Paige spread the word about this. I really do.
The second part is what diet do you follow and are you gluten and dairy free as well?
You know what? I went when I was up in Atlanta with Paige is when I first really, you know, went the route of trying to be gluten-free and dairy-free. And for the most part, I am, you know. And I know Paige, whenever you say for the most part, he says, you know, you're probably got to be all in, you know. And I really have adjusted my diet to where I really do very little dairy. I mean, I do almond milk now and things like that. And if I do dairy, it's usually by mistake or by accident that I didn't realize it kind of slipped into whatever I was eating or whatever. But and gluten-free, yeah, for the most part, I definitely – I'm not as super over the top gluten free, you know, as Paige is with it. But what I realized along the way is by being knowledgeable about that, which is the biggest thing, is just being knowledgeable, becoming knowledgeable about it. I simply cut out a lot of things that you know weren't good for me anyway, just by being aware of the fact that they contain gluten. So I've literally cut out, you know, almost all bread types of bread products and things like that. And honestly, after a while, I really don't miss it. You know, I really don't. And so, you know, and you know, one thing that I've really tried to even though I'm not a huge drinker these days, you know, I still love, you know, a few beers every now and then, and I'm trying very hard to switch over more to red wine because I know Paige is a red wine guy now. And so that's a thing that's still a little bit in the works. But yeah, for the most part, I really do try to be as much gluten-free and dairy-free as possible.
Nice. Yeah, I just can't get into wine. I mean, white wine, there's a couple of white wines that I like. There's some that Stacy sent over that were really, really good. But red wine, I've never been into it.
I've started to get a taste for red wine. So, you know, but yeah, it's a process. You know, you have to work through it.
Wow.
It's kind of an acquired taste, just like some of the foods.
Yeah.
You just start with changing one thing and then another, and then you tweak another, and you just work out. You have to do everything all at once.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
also, sometimes, because on a rare occasion I'll eat dairy, if I'm out and someone's, like, we're all having a gluten-free pizza, that's probably going to have dairy. If I'm at home, it would be different. I'd use sheep cheese or something. But I believe it's the food you eat every day, all the time. Those
right.
better be really clean. And then when you eat that occasional something else food, your system can handle that. It your liver's functioning. Everything cleanses out. I mean, I'm an exception with the gluten. My system doesn't handle that. But in general, that's why you eat all the good things on that occasional time. You're fine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what were you saying earlier? Are you going to have hip surgery, or can you put that off?
I just met with my orthopedic surgeon, and that was a funny thing. I have the greatest surgeon in the world. She's a Philadelphia girl. She is like, you know, she's just the coolest surgeon anybody could ever hope to have. Her name's Dr. Janet Robinson down here with the Jewett Orthopedic Clinic, which they perform all the surgeries on the Orlando Magic players. So
yes.
I'm in the best hands I could be in this area. But she actually did my total PCL reconstruction on my right knee back in 2005. And I can honestly say it's almost like I never even had surgery. I mean, the results were that good. So I wholeheartedly trust her. But, you know, the prime example, like, she'd kind of been hounding me for a while to bring in, you know, a wrestling photo, you know, to put in the office. So I brought in one of me doing the kick on Nitro, and she looked at it, and she goes, oh, wow, that's really nice. I'm glad you finally brought it in. She turns around, and then she turns into Dr. Moon, and she goes, and you wonder why you have hip problems. I'm looking at, day to day, I'm pretty much okay. And I do believe, I really honestly believe that, I know, I mean, a big reason why I haven't lost more of my mobility is because of, you know, doing DDP yoga. And that's just not, I'm not just saying that as a testimonial, that's the God's honest truth, you know, and that's really for me. That's why the outside just it helping me get to a better place mentally. It helps me, you know, just physically because it allows me to keep that range of motion in my hip that I know I would be losing. I'm losing it already. I'm losing a lot in my crossing type motions, and that's why, like, you know, I get frustrated at the end of the workouts when, you know, I have to try to cross, you know, sit more of the Indian style with legs crossing and everything because my left leg, I just can't do that very well. And it's very frustrating, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm looking at, you know, total hip replacement within, you know, what really as soon as possible, you know, within the next year or two, just because it's just, and I tell you, it's something that I never thought would be an issue. I mean, I thought my hips were fine, you know, I thought, you know, but a big part of it was because I've injured my right side of my body so much where, you know, because of wrestling, that my left side of my body is overcompensated for that over the years. And, you know, I've had total reconstruction of my right ankle, 3 knee surgeries, you know, and so, you know, countless twisted ankles. So, you know, my left side of my body overcompensated a lot, and that's a big reason why I think I'm having to deal with it. But, you know, it's yeah, it's just a fact of life. You know, I mean, it's you know, like when she told me, you know, it wasn't like I was real shocked, but disappointed, but not real shocked. So but you know, the DDP yoga. I really tell you, I mean, it's the truth. I don't know what I would be doing now if I didn't have this, because I don't know what else out there would be able to allow me to really keep the range of motion that I've been able to keep because of it.
Yeah, I know that you had put a year and a half, two years ago, you were going to get that knee surgery, and you put that off for. Did you ever have that surgery?
No. I ended up not having to have that, which was nice. And then the hip surgery is something that, honestly, it's just I'm holding off as long as I can, simply because I just want the advancements to be as good as they can be when I probably have to have it done.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, but it's getting to that point where I've got to address it, and you know, and I know, I mean, once I do it, you know, my life changes forever as far as certain things I can and cannot do. So you know, it's like metal detectors. Yeah, exactly. It's a big step. So you know, so DDP yoga is helping me on a level that you know most people don't have to deal with. But as far as once again, this is why I really stress to so many people in the wrestling businesses, like we have a saying in the wrestling business, you know, you'll feel the bumps that you're taking now years later. Of course, bumps meaning like the falls we take in wrestling. And mm-hmm. you know, I didn't necessarily believe that when I was younger either, but now, and it is. And I tell you, it's I forget who said it earlier, but, you know, like when we were at WrestleMania back in Miami, you know, last year, year before last, you know, it was sad because I saw so many of the older veteran wrestlers bent over, limping, you know, couldn't stand for long periods of time. And I just, you know, I was with my buddy Luther, and I just said, you know, I will not be that person. I will not be that person. And if DDP yoga is the thing that can help me not be that person, then I will do it until the day I take my last breath, if I can. Because, my quality of life means that much to me. And thank God I've got something like this that I can do on a day-to-day basis that will help me not turn into that.
Absolutely. We've got another question from the chat room, but we've got someone who's been on hold for about 5 minutes. So let's take a caller here real quick. It's area code 615.
Hi, guys.
There?
It's Don.
Hey, brother.
Hey, you already answered my question that I typed in. So I don't have another question. I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody from the workshop from this past weekend. And if you have never gone to a workshop, or if you have and haven't been back in a while, you need to go back, because this workshop, unlike any of the others that I've attended, this one was different than the others, just like each one's a little different. And the energy in the room from everybody and from Dallas is just phenomenal. My mind's been on overload since I got back. So thank y'all.
Isaiah, we had a really, really strong turnout for our last, what he's talking about, Ray, is we just had our last Ultimate Workshop. We had a really, really strong turnout from there, and hopefully we'll be announcing the next one here in the next month. It's going to take a little while to get a schedule with Dallas's crazy schedule.
Yeah, especially right now, I know, with the personal challenges that are going on, but that's the, you know, that's the one thing about Paige that is that's different than all these other guys that have or girls that have their fitness systems out there, and you can see them on TV, maybe you can see them on the internet. I mean, but Paige, you know, I mean, he gets out there and he gets in the mix. He gets up close and personal with people, and you know, he still gets on the phone and randomly calls people when they buy the program. I mean, I don't see any of these other people doing that, you know, because,
no.
You know, sure, it makes for good business, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's just who Paige is. You know, he wants to be able to have that connection with everyone who, you know, is buying into this, because that's how much he believes in it, and he wants them to know that.
Oh, and his energy just comes right through. I mean, we brought 7 or 9 of us from Tennessee down, and there were some new people that came in, and I know quite a few people from Facebook and the team site, and they come up to me, they're like, he's really talking to me, he's taking an interest in me. I'm like, that's Paige. He honestly cares. If you're willing to put in the work, he will care about what you're doing.
Yeah, he will. He will. And the great thing about Paige, this is what makes Paige such a great, you know, spokesperson for what he's doing. And I've always said this about Paige. Robert's heard me say this about Paige over and over, is he's the kind of person that will tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Sometimes you need that. Yeah, sometimes you need that. You may not like it all the time, but you know, a lot of times, like, you know, very rarely can I go back and say, you know, Paige was wrong on what he said. You know, and even if he is wrong sometimes, or even if I feel he may be wrong what he's saying, I know in his heart what he's saying it because he means well and he wants me to benefit from it. And he wants me to do good. So, you know, sometimes, you know, no one's perfect, but and I love having debates with Paige. It's one of the funnest things I can do. But and I know, I think we all speak from experience there. But he, you know, he has a passion for life, and it's so easy to see. And it's so, if you just open yourself up to the fact that he whatever he tells you, he's telling you because he truly believes it. It's what you need to hear. You know, and not because he's trying to, you know, come down on you or whatever. It's just that he feels like this is what you need to hear to help you get to where you want to go. And he's one of the very best at that. And that's just one of the things I really admire about him.
And Don, you've been to many of the workshops. What is it that's a little different about when they're at the accountability crib?
When you're at the crib, it's more one-on-one and social. I mean, but you're getting a lot of information when you go to the house for the dinner. And you're getting to learn about the food and not just how they make it, but why they make it, why they eat the way they do, and why they promote the gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO food. And it just, you get all this wonderful food, but more important than that is you get the one-on-one interaction with everybody. Yeah. You're not sitting on the mat busting your butt and working out, feeding off that energy that Paige puts out. I mean, you just stand next to him, and he's got this aura about him that just you can't help but gravitate to him and feed off of that energy. He could be just standing there not saying a word, and you can just feel the energy coming off of him.
Contagious.
Yeah, and just the environment in the house, the positivity that just oods out of that house is just, it's amazing.
And Terry, you were there at the last one. You did a lot of the cooking, didn't you?
I did. I would run off. I think I ran off a few minutes early at the end of the workout so I could get back into the kitchen. And Linda and I were there all day on Friday chopping and cleaning and prepping all those fresh vegetables. I've never cleaned so many beets and kale bunches in my life, and then my husband Warren was over helping Linda and Brittany all day while I was at the workshop to produce the food. But I'm glad to hear the stories help, because we tried to all answer your questions and explain from different viewpoints why we all eat at different levels of where we're at, or why we need this or that, or and really why we think it's important. And single-handedly, the workout is excellent, because flexibility is the fountain of youth, as far as I'm concerned. As we're getting older, we need it. But nutrition is just key for life, and, you know, and with diseases and how you age. And so I think we've really hit on just going back to the basics of real food, and we're just trying to share it with you all. And by seeing us, you know, cook it, and you get to taste it in different variations and all that, I'm glad it's helpful for you. And it's also a nice atmosphere that we can all talk to you all. And you can talk to whoever you want to do and get more personal about it than just from a lecture kind of point of view.
Yeah, and it's not complicated to cook all that great food, because they show us how to cook it. And I've been to every one that they've done at the house, and every time there's something different, except for the one constant that I requested this last time, was Linda's kale salad.
Well, you're the one that reason why. I knew there was somebody that requested it.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry.
My husband popped it up Saturday, and he goes, do you know how many bunches? I said, yeah, because I washed and cleaned them. But he chopped up tiny, fine things, so I'll give him your extra thank you.
I'll come down a day early next time and help chopped salad.
You got a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my fault. I'll take credit
That's
for that.
That's my favorite also, though, that kale salad. You can get it at Whole Foods, but that is my very favorite. But after I get it all, I'm not going to be using kale for about a week, except in my smoothie.
I'm home and made some more, and now I've got my brother making it at his restaurant.
Ooh. Yum.
But thank y'all. I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody that put in all the effort for the workshop and the ultimate side of it, and to let everybody know to go to a workshop, whether it's in Atlanta or if it's the one this weekend up in Michigan or anywhere, even the remote ones, because I've been to a couple remote ones as well, and they're still just – they're amazing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I was actually just going to mention the one in Michigan, man. I appreciate that. And thanks for calling in, bro.
Not a problem. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks,
you too.
Don.
Take care.
Good night.
And if you go to ddpyogaworkshops.com, you can see all the current workshops. There's not a whole lot right now because we're just winding down from one schedule and going to start on another one. But we've added a newsletter on there. So if you want to know when a new workshop is added, you can put in your email address. And every time we add one, we will shoot out an email to everybody on that list. Ray, the question I mentioned before, it's from another one from Will Garland. He says, I heard before Dustin Rhodes has done DDP yoga workouts in airports while waiting for a flight. Do you always work out in the privacy of your own home, or have you worked out in crowded areas? If so, how do you feel?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. Even though I somehow have no problem running around in spandex in front of thousands of people, I usually do it in the privacy where I had to, and it's not so much because I don't want to do it around other people. It's just I like to be able to concentrate, you know, and I like to be able to kind of just, you know, kind of phase everything else out and really concentrate on what I'm doing. And so, but yeah, I mean, I certainly have done it. Like when I do wrestling seminars, I do it there. I actually, it's one of the mandatory things I do now. When I do the wrestling seminars, I show the guys some simple moves to warm up with. If nothing else, they can take that with them, you know, to warm up with and cool down. Because honestly, this is like the best workout in the world to do before they actually do a match, is just to go through some of the basic, you know, basic moves and just hold those moves just to start breaking a little bit of sweat just before they go into the ring. And it's a whole lot safer for them too, because I see some of these guys warming up in just the most unorthodox ways. But no, I have to say, I haven't really broken out in the airport in front of a crowd and done DDP yoga yet. But you know, I say yet. So it still could happen.
You never know when the urge might strike.
Yeah, you know what? And, you know, and that's going back to the question we had earlier. You know, if this was something that we were all doing at WCW when we were all wrestling, if this would have been in place at that time, I'm quite sure that you know, we'd be doing it in the aisles of you know, some of the flights and everywhere else. So I could see where that might be a day that might be coming where we see more of that, especially for the wrestlers.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned warming up before the match. Stevie Richards, I think he does fat burner before every match.
Yeah.
That's how he warms up.
Yeah, you know, and I thought this, Stevie looks the best he's ever looked. He really, and I say that in all sincerity, but, you know, just to kind of, you know, give some people, like one of my really good friends, Paige has met him before. He's an Atlanta actor. His name's Rob Proudo. I turned Rob on to, you know, to DDP yoga a few years ago. And one of his staples that he does almost every day is he does a red hot core every day, just because he loves, you know, that's like his ab routine, you know, and he, that's just kind of the way he's implemented into, you know, he does boxing training and everything else. But Rob's, you know, I'd love to get him on as a guest, you know, one coming show, because he's, he was Mayor Lockwood on Vampire Diaries. You know, he was in the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side. Had a great role in the Emmy Award-winning show Revolution. Just a fantastic working actor, and it's just a way that, you know, someone in his profession has taken DDP yoga and made it his own, made it work for him.
Nice. That's very cool. Yeah, I've been slacking on my red hot core for a while, so I need to get back on that.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to do it after I did the mixtape yesterday, and then I realized that there was a good bit of it in the mixtape. So I kind of decided just to do the mixtape.
The only thing I do after the mixtape is crawl back to my chair.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is.
Yeah, mixtape is great.
Like it really is. It's just, it, for me, I like it and I dislike it. But it does, at the end of the workout, I just feel like I have a sense of accomplishment for that one. I don't know why. It's just, I guess because there are certain parts of the tape where you really have to kind of, you know, when it cuts to a different scene, you kind of have to get on your horse and jump, get up real quick and kind of get reset in another position. But it's, but once again, you know, it's making it your own, like, because of my issue with my hip right now. Like, when in the one part where he does the jumping dog, you know, where is that?
Yes.
What it was? College, forget the, that, I always forget the names mixed up. But
yes.
You know, I've just modified it where I step up, I step up right and I step up left, and because I've just realized that I could probably do the jumps, but it's probably not the best that landing is just not best for my hip right now. So I just modify. Just modify a little bit. It's like Paige says, make the workout your own, and that's what I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the or as Sparky calls the jumping dogs, he calls them the devil. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's why I modify them. Maybe I'm just blaming it on the hip.
You know what I'm curious about, since we have her on the line, is Terry, what's your favorite workout?
I think I still like the energy best, but I have to say, Paige said I made it when he told me to make my workout my own, that I really overdid it. I just combined I combined a lot of all of them, and because I think of my age and then going in to do body work on patients, because it's not like I'm going to be done with working or, you know, something physical and sit at desks and whatever. I'm going to go in and do massages and still heavy work. And so I'm careful more of my wrists. I do a lot more forearm plank stuff than always push up to irritate the rotator or my wrist, because I'm moving my arms all the time, moving flesh, you know. And so I combined them all. And I also, that's why I'm anxious to get into the 55 plus and that, because we're going to do a little more stretching before and after, because I think that's key as we're older to you have to warm up a little more and cool down a little better, things like that. So I like the energy, but I like to do a lot of the balancing poses, because I'm not much of a crunches fan, because it challenges a lot of psoases like mine and that. And so those balancing poses and just holding and doing arm movements, or sometimes that's even how I'll do with a little light weights or something, but I do a lot of those for core, plank and core instead of crunches. And so, yeah, I've made it my own, much because he's not going to tell me to do that anymore. But it
well, you're super flexible, and that photograph that I think is still your profile shot of you in the back bend, that just amazes me. I still can't do that.
That and the wrap and burn, because I was pretty proud, 61, and that was my birthday present to myself, was getting a little more focused and a little more hardcore, because sometimes I let myself off the hook. It's not like I don't do the time, but it depends what I'm putting in the middle, you know, of it and stuff. So, but I always do... I always try and get in the warrior positions. I always want to do the lunge positions, and like I say, I do like four or five balancing positions, and then opening and closings and that, and always some push-ups in the middle and that, but not as hardcore as when I go to the crib, and we're going to do an hour, because normally I do about 30 minutes. That's what I like to do, and I still do some strength training for my hips and stuff, because I have the osteoporosis.
Right.
So I'm not going to give up the strength training there. So that's kind of my timing. Is I like to spend about 45 minutes in the gym counting on the stretching and a little strength training, and then 30 minutes or so. And I might even go in at night and just do the opening and closing after a bunch of massages, because that lets me unwind, untangle from the work. So, and also, like, something Ray said, when I step on the mat, and even my husband knows to say if I'm just, like, uptight or something's upsetting you or I'm worried, he's like, go step on the mat. And I'm thinking, I don't want to work out. He goes, no, just go step on the mat. Because once you step on the mat and you just start to breathe and inhale, exhale a couple times, your mind just clears. For me, it calms me down, centers me with the workout on low sweat. So I use that tool, and I have a lot of clients who are all different ages here, all doing pieces of this and learning about my eating, because if you're going to be around me, you're going to see or hear about what I think about food.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing to get to help other people, particularly my age, see big changes in their life.
I think that's awesome. One of the things that Robert, that I think that you guys should really look into is, because, you know, I mean, down here in Orlando, I mean, obviously I know, Rob, you know where the villages are, which are about an hour from Orlando. You know, you have one of the biggest retirement communities, but one of the most youthful retirement communities probably in the country. And I just think that, you know, being able to go in and maybe do a workshop there would be a huge success, just because, first of all, you have that target audience that I know Paige is really trying to you know, market to now. But and you have an audience that, you know, they're here in Florida, and they're always looking for something, you know, to you know, keep them healthy. And it's just, I mean, you're talking about thousands of people right there in a target audience. You know? So I'd love to see, you know, maybe something like that, you know, or be something that's offered in the future.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Baby.
Let me interrupt you, please.
Well, I just wanted to say what Ray was talking about with the baby boomers or the 55 and plus, because, you know, we're all getting of that age, and I'll be moving into a 55 plus, we're getting another house, and in the next couple of years when my husband retires. But that was one of the things that I want to, reason that I wanted to go there and teach that.
That'd be awesome.
Great for that. So, and that was another reason I was talking to Paige about why we need the 55 plus, because you do have to alter it for that. And Ted and I, with the stretching and less knee joint, there's just certain things you have to start. You have to start at a lower level. It doesn't mean they can't get up higher, but at a much slower speed, and they have to start differently. So,
yeah. Hey, we'll fly you into teacher class.
But you know, like that's there's, you know, there's no one out there that can't benefit from this. You know, when I was teaching school, you know, back in 09 down here, I had and unfortunately I was not able to get any pictures of this just simply because of the laws and regulations, but I headed up the adaptive PE program at my school, because it was a middle school, and I worked with and of course, adaptive PE is for kids who are the severely and profoundly mentally and physically challenged. And I had kids who had you know, serious physical challenges, several of them in wheelchairs, and been wheelchair bound since birth. And we were able to modify the workout to every single one of those students so that they could get something out of it. So, you know, I know anybody and modify this to fit whatever works for them. And, you know, I wish I was able to have pictures of you know, the kids doing it, because the kids love it. And they love to, you know, hulk it up and stuff like that. You know? So, but you know, it just proved to me that you can adapt it to whatever your needs are and adjust it and you know, and then build from there. And it's like Paige always said, there's always somewhere else to go once you get a certain level of success with it. So that's always encouraging too, to know that no matter what the age of whoever starts it, there's always you're never going to get to the, you know, to the end and go, okay, well, that's it, I've just finished my 100th lesson, I guess I'm done. You know, just, you never get there, which is great.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's really no, I don't know what's the word for it, there's no end of the line. There's just no place to quit. I've been doing it for 7 years, which I know is nothing compared to you, Terry, but, you know.
Oh, that's a long time you've been to, you know. And yes, I remember when I was first starting it, it wasn't even existing. It was in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly about the inspiration or the motivation to kick your butt to get moving. That's the first thing. Whatever, it all starts with whatever he says or does that makes you get up and start. And it was less about what you started, but that your mind, the switch turned on that you were going to start something and get going. And then it just kept evolving and evolving.
Yeah, and I always knew the workouts were really incredible for what they can do to your body. in terms of strength and flexibility, but we've had some major snowstorms up where I live, and I've done 2-3 hours of shoveling some days, and I'm not sore the next day. That's what's so amazing. I'm not sore. I mean, shoveling is supposed to be almost dangerous, you know?
Exactly.
And the fact that I can do it, and I'm going to be 50 this year, and I can do 3 hours of shoveling and not feel it, that just says volumes about what the workouts do to you and for you.
Yeah, and what it prepares you for. And I'm the same way. I mean, I'll be 50 in May, and I want this to be, you know, one of these years to where, like, one of my goals is to really start educating a lot of the my high school classmates that I still stay connected with through Facebook and things, because I've seen so many of them who, I think I've held up pretty decent, you know, to get to 50, but I see a lot of other people who are my age who look, 10, 12, 15 years older, and they've gained a lot of weight and things like this. And these are people I care about, people I grew up with. And, you know, and so these are the people I started reaching out to say, hey, look, you know, this is something you can do that can, you know, can help you turn back the hands of time, like Paige always says, you know, and I firmly believe that. I really do. It is, you know, a certain level of the fountain of youth. And, you know, flexibility is used, and you see that over and over. It's such a, you know, you see there's so many examples with people who started this to where it's a perfect example. I mean, Jake's a grand example of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and to see where he is now is just amazing, you know. And but just, you know, for me personally, to know that I have something that I can rely on, that I know I can trust in, that I know is gonna work for me as long as I do my part. And so that's a comfort to know that. It really is. Because, like I said, when I see the veterans, the people that are legends of this business, and I see these guys, you know, bent over, and I'm not over-exaggerating it. I mean, bent over, like, you know, holding on to the countertop and then having to sit down because they just can't bear to stand longer than 10, 15 minutes. You know, I've just made it a personal mission that will not be me, you know, and I want every other wrestler that I can reach that, you know, say the same thing, that will not be me. And it doesn't have to be us now. You know, it's like I think Terry Stacy, when he said that earlier, it doesn't have to be us anymore. You know, we don't have to be that anymore. And that's, if you know, that's the great thing about who Paige is and what he does. If Paige never made a dime off this, he'd still be doing it.
Absolutely.
It's not just his business. I mean, it's his way of life.
Well, there were 4 or 5 years that we were working on this together, and you saw it, Terry. I mean, he was losing money for a long time.
Yeah,
bleeding money for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, when a lot of people don't know that, but when we got DDP Yoga or YRG back from Warner Brothers, who had tried to run with it, and we started DDP Yoga, Dallas took, you know, all the money he had left, and he put it into DDP Yoga. I mean, he put everything into this, and that's just how much he believes in what we're doing.
Yep.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He doesn't hold him back. If he's for something, he's for it. All the way.
Stay out of his way.
Yeah.
But, you know, and just to kind of touch on something that I meant to touch on earlier when we had the gentleman on the line is, you know, for anyone who hasn't ever, you know, had the chance yet to go to, you know, Paige's house for a workshop or whatever, definitely make a point to do that, because it really is. I mean, it is a, first of all, it's kind of a safe haven. You know, when you're there, there's such a level of positive energy there that you just can't help but be a part of that. But it really is a place to where, you know, I always jokingly say that, you know, the accountability crib is so effective is because once you get there, you can't leave until Paige says you can leave.
That is so true.
Or until you do the dishes, either one.
That's true. You can always come to the kitchen. There's always food and drink going out and coming back.
Absolutely. But it's just, you know, it is. I mean, it's a place like no other place. And there's just, you know, I would love for everybody to experience what that feels like, because then you really, really get it. You get why Paige does this. And and so I would highly recommend that to anybody who hasn't done it yet, to make a point to at some point attend the workshop or just stop by and visit. Because if he's in town and he's there, his door will be open. He'll certainly welcome you in. You know, so
we go and we do those workouts most days of the week. I mean, when he's in town or it's still being held without him,
yeah,
at his house and stuff now, and I think we really are a family. Sometimes we might look dysfunctional or act it more so.
Well, I was going to say we are dysfunctional, but we still function.
Yeah.
But,
that's a T-shirt right there.
Yeah. But we care about each other, and we tease each other, we give each other hard times, we don't let each other off the hook, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray, you really got to think about coming down to Mexico with us one year. It is just an amazing time.
Yeah. This year, I'm looking at, you know, this year's. And I don't know if I could come for the whole time, but you know, definitely for a few days because I've missed out on the past, and I don't want to miss out on it anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, I just went for 4 days last year, and it was just, you know, I got to meet, you know, Terry and Stacy and all these amazing people that I've worked with for so long, and it's just, it's an amazing time. But we don't have any, we don't seem to have any duds in the group when it comes to our teammates here.
That's awesome.
No.
That's really awesome. That is, yeah.
Except for Sparky, but that goes without saying, just in case he listens to this show.
Well, yeah, well, you know, and, you know, I know, you know, the future for Paige and for DDP Yoga, for everybody involved looks really bright. And I'm actually, one of the things I want to share with you guys before we end it tonight is, you know, there's something I can't really reveal a lot just yet, but it's something that potentially hopefully will be very good to where it'll be another opportunity for me to introduce DDP Yoga to another audience that may have not have been introduced to it yet. So as I am able to say more, I will say more. I'll come back on in the next few weeks and maybe, you know, add a little bit more to that. But I haven't even talked to Paige about it, but it's something that that I believe has a potential to really help get the word out even more to you know, the, like I said, maybe an audience that hasn't touched yet, hasn't reached yet. So
awesome.
Yeah, hopefully that'll all come to pass here in the we have a big meeting next week that will hopefully set the wheels in motion for all that. So Robert, I'll give you some details on it, and then maybe we can come back and you know, give some more public information about that as it develops.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And as you know, if you need any help from my end, just let me know.
Definitely, bro. I know you're always there for me, man, which is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, well, as you know, because I know if that you live locally, and if I don't help you, you're going to hurt me. So.
That's why we're good up here in Atlanta, because Paige can hurt us. I mean,
yeah,
people
absolutely.
Say, how come you've done this for 12 years? It's like, do I want to tell Paige I want to eat donuts and get heavy again? I don't think so. I'm just going to eat kale, you know? It's easier that way.
Fear is a great motivator.
Oh, yes. Well, we just rolled past the 10 o'clock hour, so we should probably think about closing this out soon. Before we do, Terry, do you have anything you want to add?
I don't. I hope you all can come to a workshop sometime here. If you haven't had the chance, had a great time with everybody, and come check out the kitchen and the cooking. I'll probably be there. So, and have a good night.
And what about you, Stacy?
Good to talk to you, Ray.
Oh, I just think that sounds like a great way to invest in a vacation. And I'm definitely going to be doing it this year. And I want to thank Ray and Terry for coming on and for both of you for not looking your age, being an inspiration to everybody out there.
All right. Do you have any final, anything final you want to say, Ray?
Well, you know, ladies, it's always so good to hear your voice. And I just, you know, with knowing that Paige has people like you around him to help build this thing, it can go nowhere but up and succeed. And I just, you know, I love Paige. You know, I always say, like, he's like my crazy big brother. But you know, I feel so fortunate to be a part of this and have seen it really develop from day one. And I'm just excited to see where it's going to continue to go. And you know, just being, you know, just a small part of that is really exciting. So I really appreciate you guys allowing me to come on the show and you know, just talk about this, because I think it's something that we can all help spread the word about, something that people can really benefit from. So I'm in 100%.
Cool. I appreciate that. Thanks for coming on, man. You know, I think you're awesome. I've got nothing but respect for you. And everyone who does, who has anything to do with DDP yoga, this, it's not something we do 9 to 5. This is our lifestyle. This is what we do. So it's a very cool thing to be a part of. And yeah. I guess I'll channel Sparky and say, if I can never remember it when I'm forced to, it's if the 10% comes knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
I love that.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.